Hi there. The word for you today is on the signs of the times. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, Jesus said, "This gospel will be preached in all the world." Now, Jesus said when we see calamity and apostasy that we're not to give in to fear because they're signs of his soon return. Here's what he said. "He who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come." Every prophecy concerning Christ's first coming was fulfilled in detail. And you know what? So will every prophecy concerning his second coming. Our mandate in the meantime is to work, to pray, to give, and to take the gospel to the whole world. When we do that, the Bible says Jesus will return. Though the church is winnowed down like Gideon's army, and the world is in a state of upheaval, don't give in to fear and panic and overreact. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 7, "Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Be encouraged. God's hand is still on the wheel." In Daniel 4, verse 17, we read, "The Most High rules in the kingdom of men." Avoid Pollyanna optimism. Though you may be personally prospered and blessed, this world order as we know it is going to continue to crumble and disintegrate. That's what the Bible says. But that doesn't mean you should join the Chicken Little chorus and declare the sky is falling down. Don't give in to the extremes of either blind denial or blatant panic. When the bombs of World War II leveled Warsaw, only one skeletal structure remained, and it stood on the city's main street. It was the British and Foreign Bible Society, and on its walls was clearly written this scripture, Jesus' words in Matthew 24:35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And that's the word for you today.